علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are using the sermon number 3, you can say, as a platform to be able to understand this charter of Islamic governance. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon explains about the purpose of his governance. And one of the aspects that he elaborates and gives importance to is the issue of referring back to history and taking lessons from that. And we talked about how we can learn from our history and what we can do for the future of our communities. I give the example of the scholar Sayyid Sharafuddin Al-Amili, and also regarding the scholar Mirza Hassan Shirazi, who became the marja, who became the center of religious authority for the Muslims at his time after Sheikh Ansari passed away. And this was actually a sign of how these scholars were thinking for the future of the community, because they had taken lessons from history. They had learned about what the Muslim community required and what was necessary for the Muslims to get together and for them to progress and to become strong and grow as a society.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to Sayyid Sharafuddin Al-Musawi, Sayyid Sharafuddin Al-Amili, he was a scholar who brought back the Shias of Lebanon to honor. You know, they were suffering, they were in humiliation. But he says something very important, and he says, لا ينتشر الهدى إلا من حيث انتشر الضلال. That guidance will not spread except from that very point, or from that very method, from that very way that misguidance was spread. Why? Because he saw that the communities had become, the path of knowledge was blocked, the path of understanding their rights was blocked. They were taught that they didn't have rights, they didn't have knowledge, they didn't have to seek knowledge, they didn't have the ability to fight for their rights or to speak the truth. They just had to remain in that state that they were in. That was the way the path of misguidance had manifested for them. the people of misguidance. This is what they wanted them to understand. But these scholars, he says, we need to go through those same paths. Just like they stopped them from knowledge, they spread wrong information through newspapers, they gave them the worst services. We are going to do the opposite. In that same path, we are going to give them an opportunity to learn the real information through our own newsletters and newspapers. We are going to teach them the right method of learning and the right teachings. We are going to, you know, transform their understanding about themselves and the community and the society. This is what he did. And therefore, he had just a two-room house. And in one room, him and his family were staying. In the other room, he brought the children of Lebanon and started to train them, started to teach them, to bring them out of this state of ignorance, to bring that path of truth back from where the path of falsehood had entered. He brought life back to the community. And today, that small center of learning, that small room, today has become a university, one of the big universities in Lebanon, where people, not only the Lebanese, but foreigners come to learn there. This is something. Why? Because this Saint Sharafuddin had learned from history. He had learned that how evil and misguidance comes, it's, you need to look at where the evil is spreading from. And from that very area of spreading of the evil, you spread the truth. This was what he did.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, this was the example of Sayyid Sharafuddin, who had actually learned from the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, of course, we discussed the various phrases of this sermon. The final one was this: Ala wa inna baliyatakum qad aadat ka hayatiha yawma ba'athallahu nabiyyakum sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. That your problem has returned. The issue of polytheism has returned to you. So you need to fight that polytheism. Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly says that this polytheism, this allowing people to rule with their own whims and desires and being under their authority without them having a divine authority from God, this is wrong. This is polytheism. People who felt that they can be in power just because they were, for example, they are rich or they were respected or they had certain money or they had a certain a position in the society, they forcefully want to take over the authority. This won't happen with Imam Ali's governance. This shirk has to be pushed away. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam then says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَهُ بِالْحَقِّ, that I swear by the one who sent the Prophet with truth, لَتُبَلْبَلُنَّ بَلْبَلَةً وَلَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً, that you will be shaken, a severe shaking. You will be, you know, moved around severely. وَلَتُسَاطُنَّ سَوْتَ الْقِدَرِ, you will be, you know, pushed around, you'll be changed, you'll be like shaken very severely. That's what will happen to you, just like when you shake sand and dust, you know, you shake it severely. That's how you'll be shaken. حَتَّى يَعُودَ أَسْفَلَكُمْ عَلَاكُمْ وَعَلَاكُمْ أَسْفَلَكُمْ. Inshallah, we will discuss this phrase, which is very important, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه وفي الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.